While Donegal may not be experiencing the worst of the housing crisis, it is still an issue there. People are living in overcrowded accommodation and waiting years for homes. We know that people in domestic violence refuges and in direct provision centres are not included in official homeless figures, but these would add to Donegal's overall need for public and affordable housing. Our rents may be among the lowest in the country, but so is our income, Minister. Disposable income is lowest in Donegal and highest in Dublin, so comparatively rent can still be unaffordable for many. There is a serious issue in Donegal now where people who were in the process of purchasing a home and may have received a loan offer are now off work and in receipt of COVID payment. Their original loan offers will expire within 3 or 6 months and will require updated income details. This will cause a lot of house sales to fall through. People who are purchasing their home through the Council Incremental Purchase Scheme have offers valid for 12 months, but because of the crisis, that 12 months isn't long enough. Credit unions, banks, etc. will not even look at their application for a loan without current payslips and will not take into account details of income prior to lockdowns. And that's fair enough. That's been outlined many times here in the House. It's about ability to pay, and therefore the banks have to act responsibly. But the Council should act responsibly as well, because it takes years and an awful long time to get approval for the Council Purchase Scheme. That approval should stay past the duration of the 12 months, and I think that is a small step that the government could take to make sure that people can actually purchase their homes. I think this bill should be about empowering local authorities and empowering communities, not about empowering developers and empowering the private sector, but unfortunately that's what this government leans towards.